Welcome to Unity of Fairfax, a positive path for spiritual living and spiritual center for education, practice, and service in Northern Virginia. We hope you find inspiration in this week's message.
Good morning, Unity of Fairfax, et al. That means I may not know everyone that is out there. I may not know everyone that is at Unity of Fairfax these days, but I know that you're there. And I'm so glad. I'm absolutely delighted to be here today. And Mitt is waving at me, Sam is smiling, and Mara, that meditation was absolutely beautiful, and thank you very, very much. And Amy, where is dear Amy? She is wonderful and has been so supportive, as has Beverly. And let's pick it up just a notch here, because I do want to get into forgiveness. And some folks are out there, and I know who you are saying, I have nothing to forgive, Reverend Sandy, nothing at all, it's all fine. And it is to you who say that, I say, pay close attention, friends. Yes, this is quite a subject, isn't it? And I'm sure some of you have tuned in to say, well, what's she got to say about forgiveness that I don't already or haven't already heard? Or what's she got to say? What tools can she give me about forgiveness that I might be able to utilize? And that's hopefully what we'll go away with today, are some tools for the never-ending, ever-full toolbox of life. But first, let's talk a little bit about choice, because that's what forgiveness starts with. You have a choice. We all do. It's, if not the greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts we as human beings or spiritual beings having a human experience, as we'd like to say, has the gift of choice. We get to choose whether or not we want to forgive. Oh, no, you say. Well, I'm not choosing that necessarily. That's just a bit too much. I think I'd rather sit in my drama. And besides which, the act that person did was just unforgivable. Oh, my. Did you pay attention to the animal kingdom? They understood very clearly. You don't want to forgive? Fine. You got a hot coal, and you're the one that's holding the hot coal. Not the person that you may think you want to forgive or don't want to forgive. So when we hold that hot coal of unforgiveness, what are we doing? We're burning. We are burning. And I couldn't, Beverly, have put it any better than your friends and our friends, my new friends, of saying that, because that's what unforgiveness is. It's a hot coal that burns us. And if we choose to carry it, and some of us do year after year after year, the burning will continue, and we will continue to hold that unforgiveness. So we know we have a choice. Yes, that's pretty clear. And some of us would rather not choose. We'd rather just live with it. And then there are those who say, you know what, I think I'd like to work on this thing called forgiveness. But I'm not just sure about how to go about it. So what I'm going to do here this morning is I'm going to give you a couple of things based on which a lot of my talks these days are based on Eric Butterworth's work. In this case, it happens to come from Discover the Power Within and Emily Cady's Lessons in Truth, and of course, Jesus Christ Heals. And for those of you that are familiar with those volumes, I say to you, go back and reread. Okay? It never, ever gets boring, and you will always find something new, something that you didn't get the first maybe 10 times you read those volumes, those of you that consider yourself Unity Truth students. And those of you who have never heard about those books, I suggest that you get them and make them part of your library. So having said that, I would also say this to you from Lessons in Truth. To forgive is to give forth. That is what Emily Cady has taught and what we teach in Unity. To give is to give good in return for possibly evil that was given. Oh, you say, it's not an even playing field then, right? No, not in your eyes, probably, if you're the one doing the forgiving. And let's talk a little bit about forgiveness. Forgiveness, as we saw in the prodigal son, is unconditional. There's no half-baked forgiveness, folks. You don't do it halfway. You either forgive or you do not. Again, we're back to choice. Forgiveness is hard work. It is a process, and it doesn't happen one time. It happens 24/7, if you will, if you have a consciousness of forgiveness. And forgiveness is intertwined inextricably with abundance. So here we are in the middle of Lent. And I know many of you are reading in your groups that wonderful series of talks and understandings and studies that were put together by a group of people. And forgiveness falls on this particular week. And this week is in preparation, as is in Lent, for Palm Sunday, which is next Sunday, and then the week that changed the world, as we know. The week that changed the world from Palm Sunday up until Easter Sunday. And so we have an opportunity here to really take a look at forgiveness and what does forgiveness really mean? And oh, by the way, I've had a friend of mine say to me, so just exactly what's the benefit of forgiving? Well, the benefit of forgiving is a sense of freedom that you have never known. Why is that? Because you have decided to put yourself in bondage to unforgiveness. So until we choose to forgive, whatever it might be, and it can be everything from some horrific event to some slight that we were offended by, that we just can't seem to put away. She didn't talk to me, or he didn't call me as he said he would. Now, those are what I call the slippery slopes of unforgiveness, because they start to eat at us, and we store them up, and then they begin to tear at our souls. And we walk around like chipmunks with a store of unforgiveness of a variety of sizes, shapes, and looks. And who is the one that's burning with the hot coal, we of unforgiveness? And we gather these series of unforgiving things over the years. And so I say to you, and Jesus said this as well, forgive immediately. Forgive your enemy, and I put that in quotes, now. Because if you don't, you will add to your list, your laundry list of unforgiveness. And it will continue to grow. It will get bigger and bigger. And soon you will be your unforgiveness list. And I know all of you understand what I'm saying. The object here, my friends, is to practice, to continue to make the choice on a daily basis to forgive. And forgive, as that beautiful song that Amy gave us this morning, is to release, is to let it go. And for those of you that are sitting at home right now saying, I wish I could, I say to you, come on, come on. Just saying, I wish I could, you're right there at the cusp. You're right there at the doorway of forgiveness. You would like to be able to, but you can't seem to do it right now, not today, not this minute. And so you'll rush on to the next item, and you won't really consider the fact you can forgive. You have that ability. And for those people who will say, no, I don't want to do it right now, remember the hot coal, okay? Fine. Do you think that any one of us is going to sit around and worry that you can't forgive? No. Frankly, because we all have our own list of unforgiveness that we need to be working on. You see, many of us like to tell each other in the drama what it is that someone done me wrong by and how I can't forgive them. It's just awful. It's too terrible. Okay, most of us will listen to that once, maybe twice, and then we move on. Okay, and we move on into our own ideas of forgiveness. And moving on is one of the steps of forgiveness. So let's just take a look at some of these steps of forgiveness. Having said that, before I move on to the steps of forgiveness, I just want to say two things. The forgiveness that we do has always to do with things that have happened in the past. And that's important for us to remember, because remember when the incident happened, remember who was involved, and then say to yourself, how long have I been carrying this around? Did it just happen last week? Did it happen 20 years ago? Frankly, it doesn't matter, because you're the one doing the heavy lifting. You're the one that's still carrying it around. So forgiveness, my friends, is hard work. Forgiveness is not sentimental. We do not get any kind of check off, pat on the head for forgiveness. It doesn't work like that. The only person that feels better after forgiving is you. And you don't even need the other person who done you wrong to be present for forgiveness. Because forgiveness, as Maya said in her beautiful meditation, is about us. It's about us. It is not about the other person. And that is something that Emily Cady said very strongly in Lessons in Truth. Stop thinking that it is about the other person. Stop thinking you get pearls, you get diamonds because you forgave. What you get is freedom, your freedom. You get to move on to a higher consciousness by the act of forgiveness. And you may be unknowingly carrying some of this energy of unforgiveness around with you. And if what I haven't said so far hasn't tempted you, think on these things. For the unforgiveness that we carry around with us moves right into our future, and we co-create a future based on unforgiveness. Now, how's that? How is that, my friends? As my father used to say in the old expression, put that in your pipe and smoke it. I don't know about you, but I didn't like it when I first heard it. What do you mean, my unforgiveness? When that person did me wrong, what do you mean that I'm taking it in my consciousness to my future? That I'm building my future on unforgiveness? Yes, that's exactly what I mean. You are taking that toxicity, you are taking that bondage, you are taking that being bound right into whatever we co-create in the future. It's huge. Do you want to take that into with your children? What are you co-creating with your children? What are you co-creating with your partners? What are you co-creating in your world? And let's take a brief look at our world. And some would say, oh, let's not, and say we did, the old expression goes. Look, feel, stand in our world today. Are we bound? Are we unforgiving? Think on that. Think on that and what your answer is. So I really want to bring that to your attention, that when we walk into and we're creating our future, we are doing that with the energy of the past that's unforgiven, the negative energy. So what is forgiveness? Let's take a look at that. What forgiveness is the following. Or what it is not, excuse me. It's not forgetting. It is not forgetting. And that's where that other phrase came this morning that I thought was so good. We don't necessarily need to forget. Forgiveness is not about forgetting. They're very different things. And we like to put them together with that little fancy little phrase, you know, I'll forgive you, but I ain't forgetting. Well, where's the forgiveness? If you're not forgetting, where is the forgiveness? Did we not just discuss that forgiveness is unconditional? Yes, we did. So forgiveness is not forgetting. It's not denying that something happened, and it's not excusing it. See, very often we think forgiveness is flimsy sentimentality that excuses and defends and, you know, makes it like it didn't happen. It's like the biggest case of denial we can think of when we forgive. What is wrong with that picture, people? What is wrong with that picture is that forgiveness is probably the greatest gift of love you can give yourself. I said the greatest gift of love you can give yourself. And that brings us to the forgiveness of self. Oh my. Very often we think, oh, well, you know, what am I going to talk about with forgiveness? Well, we can do the usual. Is there someone in your family? How about a child has done something recently? But then we wander over into forgiving of myself. Oh boy. And this is where a lot of people like to leave the room, okay? And this is where a lot of people would like me to stop speaking. And that's not going to happen. Because loving ourselves has to happen first before any real forgiveness can come. Why is that? Because when you love yourself, when you forgive yourself, you are coming from a Christed consciousness that can only reach out and make those around you feel and know they are in the presence of the Christ of your being. Forgiveness, friends, is a big deal. And forgiveness of self, as David Owen Ritz said so many years ago, you are the person most urgently needing your own forgiveness. Think on that for a while. Are you urgently needing your own forgiveness? I don't know. Only you can answer that. But I would say yes, most probably, because when you forgive and you forgive yourself and you've done it unconditionally, and you love yourself for who you are, my friends, you are an abundant soul. You are an abundant, creative soul. And our world, our universe needs abundant, creative, forgiving souls. Not just right now, but for all time. So part of this understanding of forgiveness is to say to you, here's some keys for the kingdom and the toolbox. And here are red flags. I use these red flags that tell me when I'm not in forgiveness. And the first one is, it's their fault. Oh man, can I do wonders with it's their fault. And I have plenty of people that will say, well, it is. They did it. Okay, well, I'm going to, what, spend the next 20 minutes, the next day, the next year, telling everybody how it was their fault, and most importantly, telling me it was their fault. Oh, Sandra, no forgiveness going on there. Red flag number two, how could they do that? You see, that's the other thing about forgiveness. They did it, and it isn't going to change, no matter what. They did whatever they did. The facts of the situation are the facts of the situation, but they are not the truth of who you are. And then the third flag is, I'm so mad at her, I could fill in the blank. Aha. Now, you may say, well, Reverend Sandy, these are just phrases. They're words. No, I'm telling you, I'm asking you. I reverted to old behavior called telling. I'm asking you to consider the fact they're red flags that tell me anyway, I'm on the other side of forgiveness. I'm in unforgiveness and I'm raring to go. Because there's something about the drama of unforgiveness that we human beings seem to really cotton to. And that forgiveness is something we like to talk about, we don't necessarily like to practice. All right. So how to, you may say. I think that there have been enough experts that say how to comes in four or five steps. And these are significant steps in the process. You see, that's the other thing about forgiveness. We don't always think of it as a process. You want to practice forgiveness? There is a process. So here are some of the tools. Take an honest inventory, of what happened. Just the facts, you know, take out the emotion. You don't need the drama. What happened? What are the facts? Two, be selfless. Could you possibly look at the other person through the benefit and giving them the benefit of the doubt? You don't know how they see. You don't know their filters. You don't know their vision. They saw it through their own eyes. Can you give them that benefit of that? Number three, be selfish with yourself. What are the pros and cons of hanging on to anger? Make a list. I'm serious. Make a list. I'm going to hang on to this because here's how it benefits me. And believe me, there are people who I've suggested this to, and they made a list. And by golly, they're living by that list. Yeah, baggage is getting heavy. And number four, check yourself. Do you need to address your anger? Do you need to tell the other person how you feel? Ooh, this is a big one for all of us. I don't want to tell the other person how I feel. Really, you would rather walk around in that anger with that hot coal ripping at your skin than tell that other person how you feel or felt about the situation. And lastly, prioritize people. And this is the one I like the most, probably because it says a lot. What's important in your life? How much time are you going to sit and depend on your anger to fuel the next hour of your life? I don't know. Those are questions, but they're questions that are part of the process. And the very first step in forgiveness is to simply be willing to forgive. To simply say, I'm not going to live my life in unforgiveness. And here's the, I'll call closing of the circle. You may say, I can't forgive right now. I simply can't do it right now. You see, in that is the willingness, but it's also the knowledge. Once you clearly understand what forgiveness is about, you've got the tools, you can't do forgiveness right now, it's not working for you, then it is you that will walk off into the sunset with your unforgiveness. And that is lonely. And that is a very long walk, and some people walk it for a very long time. Is that what you are about? I would submit to you, no. You're right there at that cusp. You're clearly understanding there is growth. There is something better if one forgives. There is a freedom that is everlasting that brings us to a higher level of consciousness. And we will know the truth of who we are when we practice forgiveness. We will, in fact, be resurrected in consciousness. That is ours, my friends, if we decide to choose. And so I ask you to consider that. And then I say to you as I end this, the world is waiting. The world is depending on a higher level of consciousness. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into Unity of Fairfax podcast. You're welcome to join us live in Oakton, Virginia, every Sunday at 9 and 11 a.m. or view our live stream services from our website at unityoffairfax.org. We appreciate your donations to support this podcast to make our message of positive, practical spirituality more accessible to all. See you next time.